Produced by Between Sessions Resources. Copyright 2023. All rights reserved. Find a place to sit or lie down and get comfortable. If there are other people around you while you relax, see if you can just focus on yourself. There's no need to worry or watch and see what anyone else is doing around you. This meditation works best when you make it all about you. So, get settled into your chosen spot. Fidget and wriggle for a minute to make sure your body is happy. Now see if you can keep your body still. Of course, you are breathing and blinking, so your eyes and tummy will move. But see if you can make the rest of your body still. I know being still can be hard, so just do your best. You'll get better at it with practice. Now take some big, deep breaths. In through your nose and out through your mouth. In through your nose and out through your mouth. Take a couple more breaths. Dot slowly. The next time you breathe out, just let your eyes softly close. See if you can make your body feel as soft as a marshmallow. Really heavy and gooey, like you've melted into the floor. If you are sitting on a chair or cross-legged on the floor, remember to keep your back long and tall. Make your arms and legs are soft like marshmallows. Well done! Now that you have made yourself soft, let's begin the fun in our mind. All you have to do is listen, and the pictures will appear in your mind. Like the best dream ever. If you can't see any pictures in your mind right away, don't worry. Just breathe, relax, and keep listening. Here we go. Imagine that today is your birthday. In your mind, and without moving, see yourself wake up and jump out of bed, really excited about the day. You have been counting down the days, waiting for this day, and now it's finally here. Everyone you love gives you great big hugs and smiles, wishing you a happy birthday, and you enjoy how special it makes you feel. It makes you smile. There's a knock on the front door. The mail has arrived. With it being your birthday, you rush to the door, excited to be receiving mail which is addressed to you. The postal worker wishes you a happy birthday and hands the pile of letters to you. She also has a large box, which is addressed to you. You smile, thank her, and close the door. You take the pile of mail and the box back into the house. You have lots of mail to open. All the cards are from family and friends. Next, you open the box, and inside is a really cool cape and a mask. The cape has your initials on it. The card doesn't say who it's from. The only other thing inside the box is a beautiful feather. You wonder who could have given you this awesome gift. you decide to try it on and go check out how it looks in the mirror. With the mask and cape on, you tuck the feather into the side of the mask. As you do this, you notice something funny happening. Your feet lift off from the ground. You are hovering above the floor. You quickly take the feather off, and you lower to the ground. As you look at the feather, you start to understand, and you smile. You take another look at yourself in the mirror. You want to see whether the feather will really make you fly. Taking a deep breath, you tuck the feather back into the mask. And this time, as your feet lift off the ground, you carefully raise one arm up into the air above you. As you do, you feel a whoosh of power and you know you can fly. You point your raised arm in the direction of the open window. And before you know it, you have whooshed up and out into the big blue sky. This is awesome! You raise both your arms above you, which feels amazing, then to the sides like wings. Then you try using just one arm up with the other tucked into your side. Down below, you see the streets of the neighborhood where you live. You see cars driving along, people out walking their dogs, and then you see the park. You see children playing. One boy seems to have his ball stuck in a tree. You decide to help. You swoop down, and the boy sees you. He looks shocked. He says, "Who are you?" But he doesn't recognize you behind your mask. You smile as you hover over the ball in the tree. Then you give it a little kick, freeing it for him. The boy yells up to you, "Thank you." You smile and say, "You're welcome." Off you go, reaching up into the sky. The cool air whooshes around you, and it feels so amazing to be so high up in the sky. You feel free. It's quiet as you pass by some birds and whizz over the city. You are higher than the skyscrapers, looking down on the buildings. You see buses, and the people walking below appear as small as ants. All the traffic and the people who look like busy bugs from way up in the air. This new flying superpower feels pretty good, but you've got a birthday to celebrate, so it's time to go home. You curve your outstretched arm to turn around, and then it's full speed ahead for home. Within minutes, you are landing back through your bedroom window. You remove the feather, mask, and cape, and hang them in your closet. Before you join your family, you take a moment to stand in your flying pose again, both arms raised above your head. It makes you feel super strong. You relax, smile, and run to join your family. They have prepared your favorite breakfast. What a great start to your birthday! You are having the best day ever. You are happy and excited that you have discovered an amazing superpower. Now it's time to return because this meditation is nearly finished. take a moment to feel your body again. Feel your body where it touches the floor, the bed, or the chair underneath you. Listen to the sounds around you. Take a nice big breath in and sigh out of your mouth. Now stretch and gently open your eyes. Before you get up, take a moment to remember how you felt. Even though you can't really fly in real life, it doesn't mean you can't feel the power and strength from superhero flying. Just try it. The next time you feel nervous, if you must do something uncomfortable, or you're worried about what people will think, take a moment to just close your eyes and remember yourself flying like the superhero you truly are. Remember how good you felt, how strong and brave. When you are alone, do the flying pose and hold it for a minute. Really feel how powerful you are in your body. Feeling strong can shape your thoughts, which can shape what you do and how you feel about yourself. What you do can shape your future. You now have a real-life superpower in your toolkit.